The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was very early on the first day of the week and still dark when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloth lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following, now came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloth on the ground and also the cloth that had been over his head, that was not with the linen cloth but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and he believed. Till this moment they had failed to understand the teaching of Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Losing and finding, absence and presence, mistaken identity and recognition, separation and communion, dying and rising from the death. Today we celebrate the defeat of death and the victory of life, eternal life. Life as God, who created each one of us, intended it from the beginning. A life in Christ, here on earth and in heaven. In union with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. However, this faith, this belief in the resurrection, is one we have to accept as an individual. No one can do it for us. It is this personal choice of free will, given by God, to decide whether we want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be called a Christian, and live, if you like, with the consequences of this decision. How can we know the things we have not seen or we cannot see? One way is to rely on those people who have seen it and take their word for it. That is to rely on witnesses. In the Gospel today, we encounter three people looking for Jesus: Mary of Magdala, Simon Peter, and John. They all expect Jesus to be where they left him, dead in a tomb. A tomb that had been closed by a big stone. Mary saw that the stone had been moved and informed the others. How did each one react to this? To look at this gives us an idea of their personal relationship with Jesus. Mary reacts in a physical way. For her, the body is the Lord, as expressed when she says, "They have taken away my Lord, and we don't know where they put him." Her sense of having and holding on to Jesus physically is later shown in the way she wants to cling to him as to prevent him leaving. In our life, her reaction to the death of a loved one is similar to putting up photographs, having keepsakes, perhaps a lock of hair, or another souvenir. In this sense, Mary cherishes the past, the happy memories. In one way, she does not need the resurrection. Our own relationship with God in Christ can also take this form. When we turn to memories of people, places, and times when we were religiously happy, when these memories fade, we complain. We have no longer a close contact with Christ, and in time we may forget altogether. Next is Simon Peter. Pushing his way past John, he goes into the tomb, looks, but in a way sees nothing. He notices the linen cloth on the ground and the other linen part rolled up and placed all by itself, but they don't speak to him. They do not invoke any thoughts about Jesus, anything he might have said. Simon Peter, lots of energy and enthusiasm, but Peter has no insight. Then John entered the tomb. He saw and he believed. Mary, Peter and John all loved the Lord dearly. There are some things that cannot be known without love. By love, people open themselves to the mystery of another person. Love in this sense, it is not Mary's clinging to the past. Love in this sense is not Peter's violent enthusiasm. No, love like this goes deeper. Love like this goes by signs, by hints, by allusions. It does not need to be bombarded with lots of evidence. No, it sees immediately the pattern, the full picture, on the basis of little evidence. John saw and he believed. The faith of John comes from a love that has developed as a personal relationship with Jesus. Faith of this kind makes us find what we have lost, makes present what has been absent, makes no mistake about the other person's identity, reunites what was separated. Faith like this brings life where there was death. Faith like this makes Jesus a friend, a living friend. Jesus who died on the cross. Jesus who asked Mary, "Why seek you the living among the dead?" He is not here, not in the tomb. No, Jesus is among us. Jesus is in our mind, in our soul, in our heart. Jesus is truly risen.